You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're a big tough?
Never feel like an idiot.
If you're a big tough guy this morning,
but you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
From 1982, "Hurts So Good" by John Mellencamp. 464-56851. Is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Mel, go ahead. Go ahead.
You lead off because you've met him. You lead off because you know him.
Yeah, you could have chatted with him.
But you saw
I've
him.
I've never met him.
Sometimes
you saw him in Indiana last year.
There's certain things in life you're jealous of other people. This is one of the big ones. Right
I mean, I'm not going to say it wasn't a huge part of my life.
Yeah, so it was a huge part of my life. I wasn't even there.
The story took us. Yeah, we were blown away by that last year.
I think that'll come up in my obituary. Bill also knew a friend, Steve Sipple, who once saw John Mellencamp in Indiana. And you saw him in Indiana. So yeah, please lead off.
I mean, I love him. I love the man. I do. And we were, so we've told the story, but I'll tell it again real briefly.
We need to.
So we were covering the Indiana game. Was that
last year?
Last year.
God, last year on a in beautiful, yeah. You guys remember, it was a beautiful sunny day in Bloomington. And, you know, everybody kind of knows that Mellencamp's there.
Just walking around like 2 hours before, it's like, he's here. Mellencamp's here. He's
Cougar's somewhere. Here? Yeah, Cougar's here.
Where's the Cougar at? He's here. Don't worry about it.
He gets
whisked in, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. So, the press conference was over. The rule press conference was over, and I was walking in a corridor down in a corner of the stadium with Andy Kindy. Andy's the TV man, and he's a great dude, by the way. We should have him on sometime, seriously.
We should. Okay.
He's great. Andy's a great dude. I mean, a great dude. And where I'm walking with Andy, I said to him, God, the only regret I have not seen Mellencamp. And as I was saying it, there he was. He was walking right towards me, and he glared at me like, no. Yeah, we're not going to do this, you know. But he had quite an entourage, I'd say 12. Not like a bunch of big dudes, just I think it looked like family type stuff. But he was leading it, which was sweet.
He was out in front.
He was in the front.
Wow.
He's a dude. Now, he's a little dude. Probably my size or smaller.
Do you think that's why he stared at you like, hey, we're both the same size?
You think nothing.
No, but
stare back.
We made eye contact.
You've made eye contact with Mellencamp.
Yeah, well, 100% made
eye
contact.
That's in the obituary for sure.
That'd be there for sure.
No, Bill, I'm not lying. I wouldn't talk about it like this if we didn't make eye contact. We made eye contact. And he's a huge... And by the way, he was actually doing something on a stage on Friday when I talked to your friend Urban Meyer, and Urban Meyer was like, you know Bill Boots? Mellencamp was doing something that day too, off in the distance. But anyway, great song, Jake. Jeez, that's a great song.
Thank you, Jake.
Whoa.
You brought back a picture painted that was unbelievable.
And you know what, too, by the way? We don't have to do this today if you don't want, but we could count. You might get to 20 hits on him.
Be a lot. It'd go high.
I was just browsing. Anyway, that you're in the well into the nines on that song. I could go. It's a beautiful, beautiful. He was unbelievable, by the way. He had a great run.
9.67.
9.67. I'm gonna do the exact same number. 9.67. I'm doing it. 9.67. It means that much to me that you know Mellencamp.
You looked into
Mellencamp,
his eyes.
You stared into. I mean, it's like this. You stared into his eyes, into his soul.
We saw him.
That's powerful.
So I'm the same. 9.67.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say Rudy's gonna be he's gonna be at 8.4.
Come on, Rudy.
At that 4.5.
He says too slow for me. That song's not that slow. 4.5.
He said meh.
It's no Gilbert O'Sullivan, I know.
Alone again, naturally.
He brought that in for the governor.
I didn't know he was going to be here for the song of the day. To be fair,
come on, Jake, playing Gilbert
O'Sullivan for the governor.
I didn't know he was going to be here for that
alone
segment.
Alone again, naturally.
I did
just like what is that?
I played Toby Keith last time. He gave like a 9.
And yeah.
Why did you play Gilbert O'Sullivan?
Gilbert O'Sullivan rolls in. The
just
governor
trying
rolls
to find
in.
A 70s song that I liked.
You like that song, huh?
He does. Look at him.
I don't say I like it. It's interesting.
But that's the one with you knew you had the leadership.
He was going to be in the studio at that time.
This is a
okay. Ratings here before we move on. Vernon Dakin 6'8". Bill and Bennett 5'7". Lyle in Omaha 9'6". Mike and Dalton 7'5". Who at Clevis 7?
Oh, he's back.
He's back. Thank you, Bird.
Bird's back with the 7.
The Bandit 8'5". Dino 7.8. Kyle and Hooper 8'1". Dustin and Waverly 7'7". Classic. Gavin and Pender, your friend, 8.8.
Thank you, Gavin.
Casey and Seward 7'7". Shamia B 8. Scott in Delaware, Ohio 8. Wink in Elkhorn 9'5". Scott in Minnesota 7'9". Travis in Ankeny says that's a 9'9".
Ankeny.
Jennifer 8'9". Hubby 8'1".
Whoa.
Might be the happiest.
That's pretty good.
8'9", 8'1".
Whoa.
Oh, wow. Fireworks. Wheelhouse. Fireworks in the house right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beef tacos, 5.6 from Beef Tacos. Kurt in Northern Kentucky, 6'5". And YouTube. Can't forget YouTube here before we move on. Albert 8.
Move on quickly.
Chad 4.
Move on quickly.
Nashville Husker 8'9". Nebraska Noel 8'6". Charlie 7'5". Genghis 4'9".
The corn.
That's right. Bolt says average 5.2. Come on, Bolt.
Bolt.
Mellencamp.
Hey, your boy. Wow. How about your boy?
Hey, when you drive by, don't expect a wave.
Not today.
Don't expect it to wave. Yeah. Like the next
you
couple,
turn down Mellencamp.
There's a couple weeks of no waving
for me. Come on, Bolt.
What's up, Bolt?
Yeah. Mellencamp and Troy 8'1". Song of the day was Hurt So Good by John Mellencamp from 1982. It's time for the bag. Here we go. The three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Oh, no, not again.
You can avoid being hacked with our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity with a 99.7% retention rate. Is that any good?
You think this is one of those deals? No. Jake, it's incredible. Can you imagine? Do you think this is one of those deals like, yeah, I know this is important now, but in a few years, this is a fad. There'll be no more cybersecurity. We don't need it. We'll all be safe. Nope. No, it's going the other way. You better have an insane plan to protect yourself. This is the plan right now. Will's the plan. Get a hold of him. Free consultation. Save your company now.
ApplyConnective.com to the bag. John says, good morning, Stool. When I was a kid, my favorite costume to wear on Halloween was an astronaut.
Ooh, sweet. I like that. That'd be so...
That's pretty sweet.
Did you guys...
That also was like... That was almost like...
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods is something for everyone. From moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners, you'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small, independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
You're sixth grade simple. Sweet. Dude, are you an astronaut? Sweet.
That's a good idea.
It is. An astronaut's a great one.
Yeah.
He says, did you guys have a favorite costume for Halloween?
That's real simple. We've been over this 100 times. I do not participate in Halloween.
You never did it?
No.
What about as a boy?
There's no favorite costume.
What about little Bill?
I got drug around a little bit. Sharon would take me around. Mom would take me around to a few spots.
What was Sharon? Called your mom.
Well,
you go with mom. What was Sharon?
No, Sharon was. That's my mom. And she would take me around like into Cayman to see a few friends and stuff, and I'd be probably like a football outfit on or something.
Yeah, yeah. You put eye black on?
What's that? I might have. I just wanted to go home. I wanted nothing to do with it. Me and Laura. Now, we are not curmudgeons on trick-or-treaters, though. We will have our candies available.
What about Tamara?
She did probably participate a little bit, not so much. Not my deal. Mm. Not my deal. But listen. If it's your deal, Breakers, I'm okay with that.
Can't you think of one?
No, I don't remember any costume that I wore.
I think one time I was a tiger.
Oh, you're a tiger? That'd be sweet.
No. A lion. A lion. I had a mane.
Mane?
Yeah. If, little kid.
If there is a chance to get a photo of Sipple in the lion.
Marty.
Marty.
Marty, find Marty, the lion Marty, picture. Please, find please. It. Send it in.
Do you have a tail?
I don't know.
That'd have been sweet.
Yeah, but no, Jake, Bill and I are similar. Not no really Halloween. Big on it. Not
well, Bill is good at handing out candy on Halloween. He takes that part seriously.
Oh, I'm very serious about you're on that. We're never going to be the ones like, yeah, we don't do this. No. Kids show up, they're getting candy.
Yes. Did that last year at Bill's house. Next up, Kurt says, good morning, guys. Since Minnesota has a trophy game with Nebraska, do they treat it like it a rivalry and Nebraska doesn't? Is that why they came out flat? Part two, should Nebraska play Wisconsin? And Minnesota every year, since they are a trophy games or not. Okay, that was a very mixed-up question. He says, part two, should Nebraska play Wisconsin and Minnesota every year since they are trophy games? No.
I don't.
No. I don't see it. No.
Run-on sentence here. Sorry.
That's kind of one of those things where it's just, the facts are this. Nebraska is extremely lucky and blessed to be in the Big Ten. But you just don't have the history that goes back to all of a sudden create, just saying it's a trophy game doesn't really mean much. Remember, there's a picture of me with the trophy with Iowa. There's a picture of me holding it. And I didn't know there was a trophy game.
And
I didn't
know what?
The heroes.
They know
trophy.
There's an axe.
Yeah.
Wisconsin.
And they know, try that one out.
Oh,
they know,
Watch Wisconsin, Minnesota sometime.
Yeah.
Watch That's it. Rivalry.
When you have to, I've been part of it.
Yeah, you have.
When I was part of it at Wisconsin, we lost the axe. When I was in the 90s, and Wisconsin came, Minnesota came across, and this is when they would take the axe on the field and on the other bench. And when the game was over, the whole team would just sprint over it. And they've taken the axe off the field because it's gotten so heated. And so they still get the axe, but they don't just, they kind of have it kind of.
Okay.
But it's still there, and it's heated. So when you make up a trophy game, it really doesn't mean much. I remember, though, when I was at Wisconsin, we won when we beat Nebraska and won the trophy, whatever that Freedom, was it Freedom Trophy?
The Freedom Trophy.
Freedom Trophy, yeah.
And so the Freedom Trophy, Wisconsin, it was like, what is this? Yeah. We play for the axe. Right. That's what we play for.
I will say this, Minnesota, the Breakers have noticed. I mean, the comment people kept making last night was, Minnesota was much more fired up. What's the deal? Why is that?
They stormed the field.
Yeah, Breakers noticed. Yeah. The Breakers noticed. Minnesota came to play that game. Mm.
They did, yeah.
And it sounds very elementary, I know, Jake, but there's a lot to that. You don't want that. They don't like that. That hurts to watch that.
From Ken says, good morning, Stool.
Ken.
Says, Ken. Go back in time to childhood again. You have these two options, orange soda or grape soda. Which
Ooh,
one
God.
Are you guys taking
whoa,
of those two?
Whoa, Bill.
You know, those two options.
Oh, God.
Orange or grape.
That is really rough.
This is heated.
Yep.
Very heated.
That's a rough choice. Bill, take yourself back. Hot day, July. Yep. Mom has them both. What are you doing? I mean, really hot day.
Really hot day. I'm probably an outlier. I'm going grape.
Yep. Ooh! Yep. I'm going orange.
Orange over here.
I'm going grape.
Yeah, I'm going orange.
I'm going grape. Chris Buchholz, the other member of the garage band, he always was orange. He drank nothing but orange soda for roughly 40 years of his life. That's his only drink that he drank.
That gets
was
old.
Orange soda.
Like water and orange soda.
No, that was it. He drank orange soda. And then also, at the house, he always had orange soda, and you didn't get to touch that.
That was
no,
his.
No one in his family could touch the orange soda. So Chris Buchholz had the orange soda. He had everything like that. He liked the Sunkist, but he liked everybody. But if it was a one-off, if someone said this, that was a one-off, I'm taking grape every time. If someone says, okay, you're going to have to drink. We have to pick one only for the rest of your life.
Orange.
I'm taking orange.
Okay. Yeah. But a one-off,
you're
going
one-off, I'm going grape. Yeah.
Orange. Orange on a hot day sounds really good. And bottled.
Oh, the bottle. Glass
I don't even know
bottle.
If I go can. I wouldn't even drink can.
Glass bottle. Yeah. Also, the epic that means when the
Oh, the club.
And then
good sound.
And then the belch.
Yep.
It's really
can
good.
You do one?
Yeah,
can you force one?
You can do one.
I can't do one. I'm not good.
I want to hear.
You said 40 years for Buchholz and orange soda?
40 years straight. It's all he drank from age 4 until 44.
How's his teeth?
He drank nothing but orange soda.
Teeth
That's
okay?
the question.
That's it.
How are the teeth
doing?
He's doing
fine.
How are the teeth?
He's doing fine. He's the top insurance salesman in Nebraska.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, number one insurance salesman in Nebraska. And he drank orange soda for 40 straight years and did no water. zero H2O.
That's not the way to go, but made it work, so that's good.
Last one from Matthew says, does the stool plan to attend the Savannah Bananas when they are in Lincoln next year?
No.
I will. They have one game at Haymarket Park. It's not. There's the big ones at the stadium, but they have one the day before Haymarket.
I will have to be gifted to go to Haymarket. Someone will say, hey, do you want to go? We have a couple tickets. Then I would probably would think about it. But I'm not going in Memorial Stadium.
No, I'm not going. I mean, I don't have anything against it. Nothing against it. But
they bring in that same performer for the music when they come in.
Scotty McCreary?
Yeah, is he coming in?
They change it up, right?
Is he coming in?
I'm going to guess they'll change it up.
Okay.
Scotty?
That is one thing, though. They do have good acts that accompany them. They do. Like if the Black Eyed Peas were there, I'd think about it.
You might go to that then.
Yeah. Black Eyed Peas.
What about Seether?
Seether would never do that. They're so depressed.
It's not their cup of tea.
Yellow and people happy. We're not doing
that. They don't want anything happy.
How would Gilbert O'Sullivan do?
Alone again.
Why is Bolt texting me? He's blowing up the text.
What
did
you say? Just tell him stop because you don't drive by for an easy month before I even.
If you expect a wave at least.
Okay, yeah. This is confusing to me. For the record, the song is a 9.2.
What he gave
it a 4.
Oh, so he's trying to change.
Oh,
it.
Oh yeah, no,
so he gets
no
the wave.
No, the number's out there.
Bolt. Yeah, we saw the first.
Yeah,
one.
We saw Bolt. The first one.
You lied to us.
Bolt.
That is the mailbag. When we come back, hour two. Garth Glisman, SEC Associate Commissioner, is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com.